This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Isaiah chapters 1 through 4, the tragic results of an outward form of worship with no inner meaning. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
There's an old story about the two families in the mountains of Kentucky who had been feuding for years. When a young man was asked why he was fighting the other family, he had no idea. It was what his family had always done, and he was continuing to do it even though he didn't know why. Now, the story may be untrue, but it illustrates a situation in which people had kept the form but lost the meaning. They were involved in a life-consuming task but couldn't remember why they were doing what they did. That was exactly the situation in Isaiah's time. When the Lord spoke to His people through the prophet Isaiah, it was not good news because judgment was on the way. The reason? They were going through various rituals and religious activities, but it was merely form. They had forsaken the Lord, spurned the Holy One of Israel, and turned their backs on Him. Oh, they were bringing offerings, but they were meaningless. They celebrated various convocations, feasts of the new moon, and special Sabbaths. But God says, they have become a burden to me. Isaiah 1:15 records these words of the Lord. When you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. I will not listen. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. But they kept the form and lost the meaning. And the problem is with us today. Oswald Chambers once said, many today are spending and being spent in work for Jesus Christ, but they do not walk with Him. A close friend of mine spent 20 years in which he was heavily involved in Christian work, but all the time he was drifting away from the Lord. As the pastor of a church, he doubled the membership, tripled the budget, and built a 100,000-square-foot building. But today he weeps, as he says that not one person came to faith in Jesus Christ during that time. He had kept the form, but lost the meaning. In Isaiah 1:18, the Lord makes a promise. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Christian, let me ask you a question. Has your faith become a form? Do you read the Bible merely to satisfy a habit? How do you approach your time of worship at church? Take a moment and reflect on Isaiah's words. God longs to forgive and restore the meaning to your walk of daily discipleship. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us on this Daily Discipleship broadcast. By following the Navigator's Daily Walk devotional guide, you can read and study the Bible passage on which Leroy Imes comments each day. For your free subscription, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, from Isaiah chapters 5 through 8, how would you know if God was calling you to some special service? Join us on Daily Discipleship.